Let's pray. Our God and Father, we love you. We thank you for everything you do. We thank you for allowing us to gather here this morning, Lord. On this Sunday morning, we want to start our day with you, as always. Lord, I ask that you speak through me. Lord, just minister to us, Lord. And send your Holy Spirit, Father, and touch each one of us. Father, we want to draw closer to you and just get closer and serve you better now and in the days to come, Lord. And we just ask for instruction and direction. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a lot of good stuff in the Bible. And, you know, most of us know how we should live. Our conscience pretty much tells us how we should live unless we've ignored it so long that we can't hear it anymore. You know, most of us know what the Bible says. I mean, there's a lot of non-Christians that know what the Bible says. But do we apply what the Bible says? And that's what I want to touch on this morning. And it's in one particular area that I want to touch on that. So I want to read out of Ephesians. It says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." Now the first thing you'll notice there, it says in his mighty power, not our mighty power. It says for us we should be strong in the Lord in his power. And that's something that we really need to hang on to, that it's his power, not ours, that's supposed to help us. But I'll go on and read the next verse. It says, "Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." Well, you know, why do I need to do that? I mean, well, all you got to do is look at your life. Now, are you having struggles? Are you struggling with stuff? Is stuff going wrong all the time? I mean, are you just getting beat up? You know, you're having trouble coping with things. Now, I don't know about you, but I get to that point. There's a lot of times I get to the point where things are a little rough, and you just want to throw in the towel, and you want to just, heck, it's not worth it. You know, but if we look at what the Bible says, we have instructions on how to deal with that. Now, not everything that goes on in our life is the devil. There's a lot of things that are just caused by life. Life is tough. That's just the way it is. And a lot of things we cause ourselves. You know, we make a mess out of things. I know I do. You know, be it financially, be it... It doesn't matter what areas that you might touch on, but we make a mess a lot of times out of our stuff, and it's not always the devil doing it. But I want to read the next verse in this scripture, and it says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Now that tells you that you are having problems not just caused by yourself. And, you know, sometimes it may not be real easy to sort out where they're coming from, but their problems either way. And we got to know there's more out there than just us. And if we recognize the fact there's more out there than just us, then we can address it. Now, you know, we believe in God. About everybody here believes in God. But do we also believe in the devil? Now, we should, because the Bible speaks about him all the time. But there is a definition I want to make between God and the devil. And I want to read a scripture. It's out of Psalm 139, starting in verse 7. It says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you're there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as a light to you." Now, if you really look at that, it tells you God's everywhere. There's nowhere that you can go and hide from God. It's impossible. God is omnipresent, as they say, which is a big word for him being everywhere. Now, it's really hard to fathom that God can be everywhere at one time. And I don't know how he does that, but that's because he's God. But now I want to read another scripture. And this one's out of Job. And it says, one day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? Satan answered the Lord, from roaming through the earth and going back and forth on it. Now, the reason I used that scripture is because of this last verse. It says, from roaming through the earth and going back and forth on it. That tells me the devil cannot be in one place at, I mean, in all places at one time. He can only be in one place. You know, a lot of people give the devil way too much credit. You know, God can put him down. That's why we serve God. The devil is a fallen angel. That's all he is. He is not a god, a bad god, or whatever you want to call it. And yes, the devil has a network of angels, fallen angels, that he uses, which most people call demons. And they're all over the world. And he is all over the world. And our problems, a lot of them, come through the devil. There is no doubt about it. But we got to remember to keep him in his place. Let's not put him up higher than he is. Because, like I said, he's just the devil. And our God can kick his butt. But how can he kick his butt? Well, let's go on. You know, it says, and we already read this earlier. It says, therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. In other words, we got to know what we're about. And in order for us to know what we're about, we have to read the Bible. Now, I'm going to read what the armor of God is, but we don't have time this morning to go into each one and just break it down. So I'm going to try to make a summary out of it. But it's, you know, it goes on after it talks about putting on the armor of God to explain what it is. It says, stand firm then with a belt of truth buckled around your waist and the breastplate of righteousness in place. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Now, they're using word pictures to describe what the armor of God is. But basically, if you want to sum it up as to what it is, you know, it says, know what the Bible says. You got to know what God says. If you don't know what God says, you lose against the devil. If God makes promises as to, like, that he can get you out of trouble and all that stuff, if you don't know those promises, how can you rely on them? You know, it talks about the gospel message. You know, it's, you know, right there it says, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Well, you got to know what the gospel is all about. The gospel is a message of peace. But if you don't know what it is, how can you use it against the enemy? It talks about him shooting darts at you, which is putting thoughts in your mind. It's basically what that's talking about. And I don't know how he can do that, but he can. And I always think of there was this one commercial, I can't remember, a few years ago, where it shows the good angel and the bad angel sitting on your shoulder. That is exactly how it is. He's sitting right here whispering stuff in your ear, and God's over here whispering stuff in your ear, and you got to decide who you want to listen to. But if you have nothing to base it against, you know, if you don't have a baseline as to what's right and wrong, what you're supposed to be doing, you don't know what you're supposed to ignore and what you're not supposed to ignore. So you have to have your armor on, which is the word of God, in order to win. But it goes on, it says, you know, use our faith as our shield. Well, our faith, is an awesome thing to use for a shield, but you got to understand what your faith is. You know, your faith is believing in Jesus Christ, believing that he died on the cross and rose 3 days later because of our sins. He came down here and he did that, and he paid the price that we couldn't pay. And if we believe that and accept that, we know that God will protect us. Well, if we don't know that, it's kind of hard to use that as a weapon against the devil standing there going, nah, he can't do nothing to me because I got God on my side. Yeah, you know, it goes on. You know, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, salvation is a free gift that we can all have. All we have to do is reach out. But we have to take that salvation. God offers it to us. You know, the Bible says to stand at the door and knock, you know, waiting for it to be opened. It's paraphrased, but yeah. You know, if we don't open the door and accept Jesus in, we don't have anything to stand on. But our main weapon against the devil is the Word of God. You know, it says it right there at the end of verse 17. You know, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. That was the first half. And then it says, which is the Word of God. Our sword against the devil is the Word of God. We have got to know it inside and out. There's a guy I listen to on the radio sometime. What he says, you know, you have to know the truth. You have to know so much of it and be so grounded in it that when a counterfeit looms on the horizon, you know it instantaneously, is the way he puts it. And I think it's a really good way to put it, because the devil doesn't show up with his horns poking out of his head and the pitchfork like they show him. He shows up as an angel of light. He shows up. Yeah, hey, there's nothing wrong with this. You're just having a little fun. I mean, he's a deceiver. He deceives us. That's what he does. That's his job. I mean, that's what he made his job. Him and his demons, that's all they do. They try to deceive us. They try to mislead us. They try to make us make bad decisions. And a lot of times we do those. We make bad decisions because of listening to the angel of light. And we don't want to do that. So what do we do? Well, I'm going to read it one more time. You know, therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, and note, it says, so when the day of evil comes, it doesn't say if it comes, it says when it comes, we are going to struggle. But that way, when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, you stand. In other words, you just stand and you face the devil and you say, hey, the God I serve is bigger than you, and he protects me and he takes care of me, and because of him, I'm going to win. So how will that help us in everyday life? I mean, what? How do we apply that? Well, if we know what we're supposed to do but we don't do it, the biggest problem is we need to force ourselves to apply it. Now, how many times do you go through the week and you're struggling with stuff, now be it self-created or be it from the devil, but you're struggling and you get all through to the end of it? I know I've done this and I do it all the time, and I get all done and it's like, why didn't I trust God in this? Why didn't I just first pray and say, God, this is a problem. I don't know how to deal with it. I need your help, or I have this decision to make. I don't know how to make that decision. I need you to help me make that decision. We don't do that. We go through it on our own, and then we wonder why it blows up afterwards. That's not what God wants. He wants us to put on our armor so that we understand what we can do and can't do. And then once we have that, we got to still trust him. We have to apply it. Remember at the very beginning I said, you know, do we apply what we know? Most of us don't. And that's the whole point of this message this morning. You know, it doesn't do any good to know what your armor is. It doesn't do any good to have your armor if you don't use it. It'd be like going out there on the motocross track in shorts and riding, trying to ride your race. I guarantee you, you'd get hurt. No, you put on your full gear, and you know what that gear is going to do for you, and then you go out there. So with God, when we go leave here this morning, if we don't know what our full armor is, and like I said, we don't have time right now to go into real detail on it, but the first thing you need is you need Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Once you have that, you got to understand what that is. And if you don't know it, you need to talk to somebody that can explain it to you. But once you have that, you put on that armor of God, and then you go forward and you apply it. And I guarantee you, your life will be better. Don't just read it or listen to it and then put it away and go back to taking care of things on your own. Because that's how we get depressed. That's how we get to where we can't cope. And the whole thing. Somebody told me once, you know, Christians use God as a crutch. Yeah, that's right. God is my crutch. When I can't do it no more, that's when I say, God, can you do this for me? And he doesn't just give me one crutch, he gives me two. And that's how we can succeed and how we can do better. And with that, I'd like to close. Dear Lord God, you know, we hear this stuff out of the Bible. We hear messages out of the Bible. We hear about the armor that we're supposed to use, which is basically using the Word of God against the enemy. But we don't apply it. Lord God, we need to apply it in order for us to succeed. I ask right now, Lord, that you touch each person here. Help us to apply it. Lord, the next time problems come, remind us to draw on you and not on ourselves for a fix. You can take care of these things. We cannot. Lord, we thank you so much for all your promises that you have put in the scriptures on that you will protect us, you will save us, you will take care of us. Lord, with that armor, we know we can succeed, and we just thank you. Lord, as we get ready to go racing this morning, Lord, I ask for protection on everyone here. Father, watch over all of us. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful sunshine. It couldn't be a nicer day. Father, just be with us throughout this Sunday. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.